let's relax and just vibe out. Put on my favorite station so we can black out. You know the station where they play real good R&B. With DJ Kiefer, Sade, and Tasha, ooh-wee. They bringing that old theme back. They make you wanna fall in love all over again. So turn the music up and just take my hand. Come with me. The music's to the right frequency. It's time for a little intimacy, yeah. DJ Good Vibe is on the one and twos. Playing that music, they get you in the mood. No other podcast made me feel like that. Tune in every other Thursday.
R&B Live.
R&B Live. R&B Live. To another place. I even listen when I'm laid up with my babe.
R&B Live.
R&B Live. R&B Live.
R&B Live.
What's up, beautiful people? Welcome to R&B Live Podcast.
Oh yeah.
We got another one.
Another one. We in the building.
If you're joining us for the first time, we want to say welcome and thank you for joining us. That's and right. For our repeat offenders, we want to thank you for continuing to join us each and every week. The hottest
R&B
the
podcast.
Hottest.
You already know what it is.
Podcast in Las Vegas. It's That's your it. Girl, Tasha. What's up, everyone?
What's going on, Tasha? What's up?
You know I can't do this without my R&B besties.
Hello.
I got the beautiful, amazing Sade.
Hey.
What's up, Sade?
Hey, what's up, guys? What is up? Love that,
right?
Never gets old.
Ring all the bells and whistles.
Yes.
Today we are missing my other R&B bestie Kiefer, but we got a special co-host. Y'all seen him here before. He's a singer, he's a writer, he does it all. Welcome, Avir.
What's up? That's it.
What's up, Avir?
I'm just happy to be back here, you know, and it's different this time because I'm coming to co-host with you two ladies.
I'm super excited
to be here. Yeah. Shout out to my boy Kiefer for letting me fill in for him today.
Yes.
So, yeah, we got a lot of incredible things going on the show today.
It's going to be amazing. We got a exciting show. And you know we can't forget the person that's bringing all the tunes.
Come on, bring us the
Mr. Good Vibes. Good Vibes. What's up?
That's it.
Dr. Good Vibes.
Dr. Vibes.
Yeah.
Got another shirt on. I see you.
Yes, with the drip.
Shout out to the homies, Fake Brand.
Hey. What up?
Yes, we got so many amazing things going on. We got the R&B news, which is jam-packed today.
It's a lot of news
going
on.
So we got a lot of news, got a lot of concerts and information we're going to dive into. So I can't wait to
And
get
live performances.
And a live performance. Yes.
A very special guest coming on the stage in just a few minutes. We're going to get to that.
Yes.
So where we were starting off with?
We're going to pass on to Sade. You know, we got to start off with the toast before we really get into it. So, Sade, what you got for us?
Of course, I want to thank you guys for watching. Thank you for supporting us. I just want to raise, we want to raise all our glasses up to you guys, the crew, everybody who supports us. Cheers. All right.
Cheers.
Yes.
Clank, clank, clank. Clank, clank. You got to have eyes. Yes. So, you know what they say, you got to make sure.
Yes, we do.
You gotta lick black eyes when you cheer so you don't have no bad luck.
Yes, you guys are right.
Yes.
We learned that. Guys, we're gonna get into our first music break.
Okay.
It's one of my songs that I chose by an artist named Katie because our topic is about some things, international things, guys. So just so you know. The song is called Thinking About You, but.
Who's it by?
Yeah, it's by Katie.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Take it away.
All right, welcome back to the R&B Live Podcast. Yes. That was, you just heard Katie.
Yeah.
Okay, international R&B singer from...
Yeah, she's from Korea.
From Korea. Yeah. Oh, I like that song. That song was smooth.
Yeah, it was so fire.
So let's get into some of our R&B weekly news. We got a lot of news on the show today. And we got some birthdays. We want to start off celebrating some birthdays. Shout out to Ari Lennox, who just celebrated her birthday last week, March 26th. Okay, Tamar Braxton. She's got a birthday coming up soon. It's April 4th.
Yes.
Jill Scott, April 11th. It's a lot of April babies. That's my girl. And then right before that, we got two of our superstar fellas in R&B music, Babyface and Kenny Lattimore, both share a birthday, April 10th. That's crazy. They're birthday twins. Happy birthday.
I know. I didn't know that.
I'm good friends with Kenny Lattimore. I haven't met Babyface yet, though. So shout out to both of them coming up April 11th. What would it be if they did a song together? That would be dope.
That would be dope.
Babyface, go ahead and write them a hit. Okay. And then, you know, we want to celebrate the life of some of those who have went on to, you know, to pass on and make their transition. One of the greats who just passed was Louis Gossett.
Yes, Louis Gossett.
Died at the age of 87, so he lived an incredible life.
Yes.
And those who don't know our dear friend Louis Gossett, is most known for his acting and all of the things he did for the R&B culture. He's known for his role in Roots. He was the first black man to win the supporting actor role for, he got an Oscar as a supporting actor in his role in An Officer and a Gentleman.
That's big. That
which
was
is huge.
Huge.
One of our great. Yes. And then let's get into some of the concert news because everybody's going on tour.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, but I'm excited because
I'm super excited.
It's nothing like seeing some of our favorite artists live. You know, the studio is one thing, but we want to hear them live chops. So we got our boy Maxwell who's going on tour and he's bringing two of our favorite vocalists out with him. Guess who he's bringing out?
Who?
Jasmine Sullivan. Jasmine Sullivan, vocals on vocals on vocals. Jasmine Sullivan and a new kid on the block. I want to say he's a new kid, but he's not even a kid. But he's doing his thing. October London.
He's
been buzzing. He's been doing it big for R&B music. So the three of them are teaming up to do the Serenade Tour. All right, it's a 26-date tour, and it's going to kick off on September 14th at Florida's Hard Rock Live, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood. I'm excited about that. Yes. There's another tour going on. I don't know if y'all seen this, but Tank! Our boy Tank, the R&B Money Tour with special guest Keri Hilson and Carl Thomas. Special guest.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
going to
be good.
Wasn't expecting them to, but
I seen the photos for it. See, because they did a photo shoot. That's how you know it's official, when they come together and they team up. So the three of those guys. And shout out to Carl Thomas because he's from my hometown, Chicago.
All right. Okay.
And then there's one more. There's one more tour. It's called Stokely and the VU Tour with our boy Stokely from Mint Condition. He's set to go on tour soon. Those three tours are the tours that you want to look out for R&B music, okay? Make sure you support these artists. Go to Ticketmaster. Go to their websites and get tickets to these three tours.
I know. I want to get a few.
Yeah. I got to go see Jasmine. I got to see Maxwell. All of those guys.
I would love to see them.
And then there's some more stuff going on. Sade, we got some more news.
We got some more news, guys. Our girl is our six-time Grammy-nominated R&B star recently announced the Magic Hour Tour. It's our girl Janae
Aiko.
Yes,
I love her.
It's her first headliner tour in 5 years. She's
Been
on the
level. Okay.
Yeah, so this is gonna be big.
So that's
I love her.
We haven't heard from her since pre-pandemic as far as headlining the tour. So sure, she's got
that's
a lot to
big.
Say.
She's gonna be playing at 26 arenas across the United States.
Okay.
It's gonna start August 10th, which is Saturday. So coming up at MGM Garden Arena, guys.
Okay.
Special guest Koi, Tink, Umi. Oh my God.
Wait, so she coming here to Vegas first?
Yeah, she's coming here to
Vegas.
There
we go.
She's going to be here in Vegas.
That's dope.
And much more, guys.
Okay.
So we got another lineup. I am so excited about this one. Escape, SWV. Like, I love them. They will be headlining their forthcoming tour, I guess. Yes, tour, Queens of R&B tour.
Okay.
Maya, total 702. Let's go. We'll
be 702, another yes. Vegas.
Yes.
Group
yes.
out of Vegas. Y'all got to know I the Vegas would, history. It's been
are, I've seen most of these girls. I just want to see 702.
You know who I'm excited? I'm excited to see Maya.
Yeah,
on yes. this tour, because she's one of the ones who has been around for a long time. I actually got to meet Maya one time. She's so
oh,
sweet.
Wow.
But I'm happy to see that Escape and SWV are bringing yes. other queens yes. on this tour. Absolutely. Who are sometimes unheard or unsung, I want to say.
Yeah.
And don't get all of their flowers that they're due. So yeah. this is great.
Yes.
So we got what? That's five tours going on this yeah. summer in R&B yeah. music.
It's
come
so,
on, R&B.
Lot.
Let's
so
go.
They doing it.
That's what I'm talking about.
That Queens of R&B tour, guys, is going to be June 27th to August in California, Concord yeah. specifically. So, oh, and Las Vegas, Houston, D.C., New York, and L.A. That's
okay.
where they're going to be at.
So they're going to all of the hot spots. Get tickets. You want to get them now before they go crazy.
We got Bryson Tiller.
Bryson?
What he got going on?
He is... His revealed that he is doing a self-titled LP. It's
so
gonna drop
album.
April 5th, guys. Ooh. And it will only have one featured artist, Victoria Monet.
Ha ha!
Wow.
That's the one you want if you're yes. gonna just yes. do one of them.
Yes, for sure.
You're gonna and want a Victoria Monet up in there.
Let me just, if you guys haven't seen Bryson Tiller, his promo for it
uh-uh.
is so freaking good.
Okay.
Like he did a promo
seen
for
it.
Yes, mm-hmm. it's on YouTube okay. and he talks about R&B and just this. The whole setup is just freaking awesome. So, if
shout
you guys
out to Bryson Tiller.
Yeah, check that yeah. out. Yeah.
And shout out to okay. Wild Jones, who's one of his producers, mm-hmm. a good friend of ours here at the show, one of my friends, Wild Jones. He's a big part of Bryson's camp.
Nice.
So, shout out to him. Shout and to Victoria out. Monet for just doing her thing. We yes. love you around here, Victoria. Next time you're in Vegas, come by the show.
We got another hot lineup, Mariah the Scientist. I just got into Mariah, but she is having...
she's got a tour coming
she's
up?
She's got a tour. It's To Be Eaten, a live tour to support her latest album, and it's of the same name, mm-hmm. okay? It's going to be here in the U.S. March 6th.
Wait, what's the name of this tour? To Be Eaten, a live tour.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, we got to get into that. We don't know, but we want to know.
We want to okay, know. It sounds intriguing.
North America, and her tour has already started.
Mm-hmm. It started March 6th. Okay. It's going through May 6th. And it's going to be in Seattle, Washington, Atlanta. So
all of the hot spots.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Tabernacle is a really dopey venue in Atlanta. I've been to the Tabernacle.
Oh, okay. Wow. I
before.
Never been
I went there.
Yeah.
They have a lot of good events there. So, yeah, check that out. Yeah. Atlanta, a lot of artists are coming to Atlanta, D.C., where we say L.A., all of the hot spots.
Mm-hmm.
So one more. We got one more tour going up.
So we got Jodeci's. They have a residency here in Las Vegas, guys, which I'm really excited about. March 15th was a start date. There's multiple dates, guys, so be sure you guys do look that up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's going to be on and popping with that. That's going to be fun. It's already started. So looks like the next one is going to be,
July, June. So
yeah.
they're going all throughout the
yeah,
summer,
yeah.
it looks like, to the end of the summer.
Yeah.
And
so,
then we
cool.
got Jamila Woods. Mm-hmm. I've heard of her. Where's she from?
Jamila, no, I'm not sure.
Right.
Because that's part of the lineup, too. Number 9. So, Water Made U.S. Tour. Or is it the Water Made Us Tour? Is that what that's?
Yes. I'm not sure. Is it us? Yeah.
Okay.
Water Made Us Tour.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's on the next one.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Water Made Us Tour is on February 1st through
yes.
April 30th. Supporting acts to be announced. It's going to be here in the United States, the U.K., and in Europe. And so we've already talked about Mariah the Scientist.
Yes.
It's a lot of live
it's
shows
a lot
going
of live
on this
shows.
Year.
Yeah.
Okay.
So R&B is not dead.
No.
And when they say when they try to pretend like it is, I'd be like, listen, you just don't know.
Just don't know.
Tashai, tell us the rest of this news.
Yes.
Yeah,
so we also got Dennis Conrad, the submissive.
Destin Conrad.
I'm sorry.
He's so dope.
I just said it wrong.
You're
so.
Sitting in
Keeper's
seat. You're sitting in Keeper's
seat. I know.
It's only inevitable. It's gonna.
He got me tongue tied over here.
It's called the submissive tour.
The Keeper curse.
What's that called? Submissive tour.
Yep, the submissive tour.
I can't wait because I'm gonna see it.
It started in February, but it's through April. It's not too long, so
wait,
sure
so it's almost over. Y'all
it's
better go catch it.
You better
you
catch
got like
it.
Two more days to catch that tour.
Two more days. And guess who else we got? Tamia and Joe.
Yeah.
Coming up. They're spring. Gonna be a good one.
That's what I want to hear. That's real R&B. That's real singing. That's some serious. If y'all really know what's good for ya.
That's starting
gonna go
in February.
See Tamia and Joe.
That started in February and they're going through May 4th. So make sure you guys check them out. Mm-hmm. Go get your tickets, pick them up.
So they're all throughout the U.S.
Throughout the U.S., yeah.
And they're really good live singers. Because I don't want to hear you if you can't sing live. We just going to play your album and keep it moving. There's another one. John Baptiste.
John Baptiste. Uneasy Tour.
That's going
through the end of this month. So make sure he's been in U.S. and Canada. So
do y'all think is it because I see a lot of people going to Canada lately.
Yes.
Do y'all think it's because of Drake or is it have nothing to do with Drake?
No. Because
I be trying to figure like, Drake, did you have something to do with this? Okay, we're not going to give him the credit. But no, I love that artists are expanding beyond just the States with R&B.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because All right, let us see.
She got her tour going up, the Good Life Tour, with Raheem Devon and BJ, the Chicago
Kid. That's a Chicago stand up.
Two amazing artists. I've seen them
another
all.
Person from Chicago doing it big.
Yes. Oh, well, I have not seen BJ.
You haven't seen BJ? He's great.
But I've seen Raheem and Lettucey.
Raheem Devon is another icon. He's been doing this for a long time. Lettucey, incredible vocalist, could do anything with her voice. I'm going to see it.
She's amazing. And I actually, when I went to see her, I met her after the show.
Mm-hmm.
We went to like a hotel and she was staying at the hotel and she just chilled
She was so down to earth.
Nice. So cool. So shout out to Lettucey.
And shout out to her team. I know her manager.
Okay.
But she's great and she's a great actress too. Because she just recently did a film about the life of Mahalia Jackson.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it was co-starring Columbus Short. He played Martin Luther King in that film.
Wow.
And that was great. That was great to see them.
Okay. So y'all check that out as well.
Dang, how many tours is going on?
It's a lot.
Okay,
we didn't even get them all.
We got more. We're going to go through because we want them to know. Go through the next couple ones real quick.
Aaron Ray got the Phases tour.
Okay.
And that ends April 8th, 12th.
So and then y'all to talk about Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey, the celebration of Mimi is live in Las Vegas.
I want to watch that.
The dates are April 12th through the 27th here in Las Vegas. And then last but not least, Toni Braxton and Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah.
The Love and Laughter. They're doing their thing here in Las Vegas the 27th of April through July 13th. You don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it. Nope. So that's it for our R&B news.
That's it. And we got another music.
We're going to take a quick break.
Kiefer got us tickets for the Mariah.
Oh.
For the Mariah Carey.
Say it again.
No way.
Who got tickets?
You got tickets for us?
No, Kiefer.
Oh, Kiefer, can we get those?
Hey, we didn't know that.
I need that. Because I was like,
where's my ticket?
We passed by that real quick.
I didn't know that.
It's because Kiefer's not here, so we can talk whatever we want.
And then we can hold them to it.
Yeah. Right. Where's our tickets?
We can keep our fingers crossed.
Mom, bro, I thought you said you were going to give me like 4 tickets, man.
Listen, this music break, the second music break, I'm excited about this because as y'all know, our theme is R&B music international, though.
Yes.
We're going beyond the States, beyond the pond, or across the pond, rather, to bring light to some people overseas who are doing it big in R&B music. So we got another one. Who wants to introduce this one?
This is a song I chose.
Let's get it.
Tears in the Club by FK Twigs featuring The Weeknd.
I've been hearing FK Twigs a lot.
Yes. She's so dope. Check it out.
Let's get it.
It's the R&B Live Podcast. Welcome back to R&B Live Podcast. It's your girl, Tashaw, and I am super excited because we got a live performance by Kendall Cherie.
Oh, snap!
Yes!
She about to sing y'all down because I was in the sound check and it was crazy.
I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really me. not even in the box. And yet, you see the picture clear as day. I don't know why you love.
Welcome back to the R&B Live Podcast, you guys. Yes. I'm so happy to be filling in for my brother Kiefer. Shout out to Kiefer, it's your boy Abir. And we're here today. We got a very special guest who's been making waves in pop and R&B culture. She's been singing since the age of 3, and she has 2 new singles out. Y'all want to cop these singles right now. One of them is called Pop Tags. And the other one is a special song called Say that we're going to get into in just a few minutes. Please give a warm welcome to Kendall Cherie.
Yay!
Hey, what's going on, beautiful?
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah, she's in the building. She's in the building.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. I'm super
Thank you so
to be
much
here.
For being on the yes. show with us. So we got some questions for you because the fans want to know. I want to know. The ladies want to know.
We want to know.
Where are you from and how long have you been in Las Vegas?
Okay, so I am originally born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri,
okay.
Midwest.
Okay.
Yes. We made our way out here in 2016, so I've been here almost 8 years. It'll be in August.
Oh, wow. So you've been here for for a little minute.
Okay.
They said if you survive more than one summer in Vegas,
then you one of
then
us.
You basically is one of us.
So I made it.
So let's get into the journey, because okay. we want to know the backstory. You know, we know that some people, they say you see the glory, but you don't know the story. That's a little churchy, but hey, we want to know from the beginning how it all started. When did, like, how did you get into music? How did, when did R&B yeah. come into the picture?
So I've actually been singing, like, since I was three. Like, I've been singing forever, just more so performing for my friends and family.
Okay.
Around the house, torturing my siblings. I think just about 6 months ago is when I really started to take music seriously.
That's dope.
I know, I'm like super brand new.
And you already hitting it.
Yeah.
Hitting the ground
trying
running.
Trying to hit the ground running,
that's
yeah.
dope.
So that's, I came in, I met this guy, you know, we went out and he told me that he did music, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'm thinking I'm just going to watch him do the studio, and he's like, get in here and sing this line. I'm like,
oh, wow.
You want me to? I've never even sang on a microphone before. And then the engineer was like, we should just give her the whole verse. She sounds good on it. And so I made my first song just out of nowhere.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So it was really
exciting.
That's
super organic, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best part, when you can just go in there and just create from scratch.
Yeah. Wow. Nothing is coincidence.
So you wrote that. You got to write this part of the song that you're featured on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is that out now?
No, it's not out now. It actually is coming out next month.
Okay.
It's called Time Again.
Come on, we got the exclusive.
That is the very first song that
first
I ever
here.
Tracked in the...
That's
that I ever
incredible.
Made. Yeah.
So who was the first person in your life that told you you could sing? Like, who discovered you? Did it come
my
from?
My mother.
Come on. It be the mothers, oh God. It be the mothers, oh God. So she encouraged you. She
oh
told you you got
she's
it.
She's been telling me forever, you're going to do something big. You're going to be huge.
That's crazy.
We didn't know if it was going to be like Oprah, if mm-hmm. it was going to be like Beyonce. Or. Yeah.
So how important is it to have that support,
I'd
rather.
Yeah. Oh, mama's God. In the building.
Yeah, mama's in the
shout
building.
Shout out to mama.
Shout
and
out
dad.
To mama.
They're both
my dad
here.
Is also in the building.
Yes,
my mom will be here. She's the best.
It's nothing like having that support.
I love it. So I have all the support in the world. I love
was
everybody.
They driving you to auditions and all of the stuff? All of your sessions and all of the things that you had to do musically growing up? Were they taking you there?
No, but they definitely would have. I think I actually grew up an athlete more so. So
okay.
I.
Like
I
you said, the music part is brand new.
Yeah, it's.
Like 6 months.
Yeah, like I've been singing forever. So I've been like developing my voice forever on my own, but like never actually like
taking
stepped into
serious.
The scene until now. But I think I just needed the time to be ready, and I'm ready now. So
that's amazing. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So when writing music, I got a question, because I'm a songwriter too. Mm-hmm. I be wanting to know, when, like, what's the inspiration behind the lyrics? How do you get into your process, your creative process?
When I'm writing music, it just. So I start off by, like, I hear a beat and I'm like, I need that. Like, I can feel that. And I kind of pick a theme of what I want to go. Because I'm very good at, like, digging back into my past experiences, my emotions, mm-hmm. and even what I feel right now, and just putting it into words. It kind of just spills out of
yes.
me by the grace of God.
That's dope. It's like a download.
Yeah,
it
is a download. Meditate and it just comes, and then I pour out, and then I'm like,
wow,
that was magic. So
that's beautiful.
Oh, that's beautiful.
We got more questions.
Yeah.
Tashia, you got some questions for her.
Yeah, you said you just moved to, been doing this for mm-hmm. the last 6 months. So in Vegas specifically, how has the music industry been?
Oh, it's been dope. I went to my first listening party a couple weeks ago. It was so good.
Yes.
At Splash, I got to meet some of the local artists, of course. Dimples Music. And
yes.
I got to see
I think that's
Ray
how
Brown.
We got introduced to you.
It is,
that is so crazy. Okay.
So like
networking
said,
is so important.
It is, important but I love the community already. I'm like, I'm just baby steps in, and I've met so many dope people, so many different personalities, vibes, and networking is everything.
It's a
the
lot
community
of R&B
is everything.
Culture here that
yeah.
people
yes.
don't know about, because,
right.
First of all, it's one of the entertainment capitals, right?
It is. 100%.
And it's a lot of R&B music that comes through here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great that you're already on the scene, networking, and making it happen.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And we all about music, but I would love to know, like, what are two things outside of music that you like to do or, get into?
Outside of music, I really like to work out.
Okay.
That's right.
We can tell.
Working on my fitness.
Yeah,
I'm a witness.
Mind, body, spirit is healthy, then, healthy, happy life. So yes. I really take fitness and, you know, even mentally healthy very seriously. And then other than that, I love to eat. So I love going to new restaurants. Yes. And Vegas is like, oh my God, the best food scene here.
What's your favorite restaurant here in Vegas? Like if somebody was coming visiting, where would you tell them to go?
Yes.
Everywhere. Okay. what are you in the mood for? Because there's a Taiwanese restaurant in the Aria called Din Tai Fung. It's so good.
Yeah. See, you know about that one too, DJ.
I love that place.
I know, there's so, I can't even think. I'm like blanking right now, but I love to eat.
Yeah. We're going to have to get into that on her other channels. Y'all got to follow her for her food journey and her workout journey.
I post all my food too, so.
Yes.
That's dope.
I know this is a new process for you. What are like some creative blocks that you have come across, and how have you overcame them?
Creative blocks that I've had?
Yeah, or if you had any
I guess for me, it's really, I have, you know, slight ADHD, so I get really, it gets really hard for me to start tasks. And like complete them. If I'm more of a I'm all or nothing. So if I have an idea for a song, like I'll finish the whole song right then and there. You know what I mean?
That's good.
So just making sure that I stay disciplined with myself. I wouldn't say I've had really too many creative blocks so far. I just kind of let it flow. You know, I do my process and I let it be organic. I don't want to force anything, but it's been really good so far. I will keep you updated though.
I love that. I think that, like, the best way, like she said, is just to let it flow, let it be organic. When you start overthinking things, it's like you just got to get out of your own way and be like, just let it go. That's dope.
That's great.
So, you know, we've been doing a lot of international R&B music. Yes. I want to ask personally, do you have any R&B international people on your playlist?
Yes. So the song that I chose, or the artist that I chose, was her name is Nao.
Nao,
pronounce it. And I actually got it from my sister.
Come on, sis.
She played the songs, you know, we'll be in the house cleaning up or whatever. And I'm like, I like that. And so I started listening to her music. So
Nao, is it a song that we can play by Nao?
Well, we will be in our top five. We
go. Okay, we're gonna play it. They're like, hold on, Nao, hold on. Okay, because I want to hear that.
So a little birdie told me that you want to open up for a mainstream artist. So I'm curious, who would that be?
Oh, my goodness. I would love to open up for SZA, of course.
Yes. Okay.
Janae Aiko, Summer Walker.
Yes, the girls.
Kehlani, the girls. We know the girls. Yeah, one day, I'm going to open up for Beyonce. I'm just going to claim it now, y'all.
Yes, you got to.
Or I'll feature something. I'm going to work with Beyonce. I'm going to claim
it. We're putting that out there, manifesting
it.
Yes.
God. I love actually all the women that you just named are like top of their game.
Yes. Yeah. And there's many more.
Those are some good ones.
Yeah.
What's your favorite SZA song?
What's my favorite SZA song? Oh my God. It's not a Saturn. It's F2F. That's a real. I love that song because it's like a little
She's
bit different.
She's got the taste, guys.
Yes.
She's got all the bangers. I'm like, all her albums are on repeat.
Yes. We need another tour with us, like some of the R&B current girls together.
So you did name some great artists. I have to ask this question. If you could make your own girl or group or whatever, dead or alive, who would you have a part of that group? You can make like a superstar group.
Is it a girl?
It could be a girl. You could throw with some guys. Like, I don't know. It could be co.
We'll do a girl group, dead or alive.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, if I'm going Whitney Houston.
Come on through
Celine
here.
Dion.
Come on through here.
I'm going Diana Ross, Beyonce. Like,
That's untouchable.
That's it.
That's four right there. It's over.
With those four, you don't need nothing.
I want to go to that concert.
That is a great choice. That's probably one of the best choices I've heard.
That's a guaranteed sellout. I
need it.
Whitney, Celine Dion, and Diana Ross. What was the fourth one? Mm-hmm. What was the fourth one?
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Yes.
We're done. We're done here. Nothing else to see here.
And scene. Well, of course, we got our wall of fame.
Yes.
So we got to Yeah. Have you, Kendall Cherie, if you will do the honors and sign your photo.
Oh,
I'm going to pass it. If you would sign that so we could put you on our beautiful wall of fame.
Yeah, we'll get our marker.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have you sign that.
Yes.
Oh my God, I love this.
That's right there.
Okay. I'll grab. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Avir. It's been amazing just having you and getting to know more about you.
Thank you for having me.
I can't believe it's only been 6 months for you. I mean, professionally. Yeah. I mean, although you've been doing it. And that says a lot for you to be on our show. So
I appreciate it.
Making it happen. Keep putting out the music. Keep putting, you know, your best foot forward. We're supporting you. You got our full support here at the R&B Live Podcast.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Your new home.
Yes, absolutely. I'll be back.
You got to come back.
And then can we get your social media? Because we want to be able to follow you and tell people where to follow the music and the journey. Go ahead and give it to us.
My social media is Kendall Cherie on all platforms. So Kendall with two L's and Cherie with two E's on all platforms.
You should be able to find me.
I am there.
She's got new music coming. She's got a lot of stuff coming up, y'all. So stay tuned.
That was such an amazing performance. We have a second one coming up by Miss Kendall Cherie. The song is called Say.
Keeping secrets, caught you out, exposed.
we're gonna take a quick break, guys. This is another international artist that we chose. Who chose it? I'm not really sure. Okay, you chose it, so you want to introduce it?
No, go ahead.
Okay, it's Georgia Smith. The song is called "Addicted." Guys, stick around. Okay, guys, we'll be right back.
It's the R&B Live Podcast. Welcome back to R&B Live Podcast. It's your girl, Tasha. We've been having a jam-packed show. It's been amazing. We're about to get into our topic about international R&B artists. So I would love to hear who are some of y'all favorite international R&B artists. Sade, who you got for us?
I picked two amazing women. I just found out about one of them, but Katie and Jess Connolly. Katie is a South Korean born artist that has just was raised in Jersey, I believe. And then Jess is a Filipino Australian artist from Wales. And both amazing women. These girls have done so much amazing things. Katie's an ex K-pop star who just made waves here in America and has amazing songs. I chose her. And then Jess has been around for a really, really long time, since I believe like 2013. I believe I found out about her. But she's been around in the game for a long time, an ex actress. Done amazing things, been on a lot of shows. So, yeah, that's who I chose for my
amazing
artist. Yeah.
And we heard Katie earlier, right?
Yep. Yeah, we heard Katie earlier. Yes, amazing.
That was smooth.
Yes.
Shout out to all the R&B artists all around the world making noise. I chose Snow Allegra. And I think me and Kiefer both had this pick because we was talking about that in the car.
Wow.
This artist is from the Artem Rock Nation camp. She's 36 years old. She's from Uppsala, Sweden.
Oh, wow.
In 2014, she became the protege of Prince after he discovered her music and reached out to her, which is crazy.
Yes.
When a legend hit you up, huh?
That's big.
Yeah, that says a lot.
And then he mentored her until his death in 2016. Yeah. Mm. So shout out to Snow Allegra. I love all of her music.
Yeah.
And now we're going to get into another music break.
Yes, and then we also want to see if our guests have an artist as well that she would like to say.
Okay.
But I would FK Twigs, which we heard her song earlier.
We did hear the song.
Yes, she's a British singer and songwriter and dancer, and she signed with Atlantic. And I picked her because she's an amazing singer and an amazing performer. She do some unique things on the stage with her dancing because she got background in ballet. So make sure you guys, you know, check her out. And her videos are very unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love her.
The video.
And then the other person I chose was Amalu. And she's 25 years old. She's an English singer and songwriter. She's born in London, United Kingdom.
Yes.
And she's actually classically trained. So she is amazing. So if you guys check out all of these artists we're naming, they're awesome. They're good.
They got great music. So R&B is not dead. I don't want to hear it. Never say it again.
Never.
We just gave you like what, 20 people.
Exactly.
No. Kendall, do you have another artist
that
you
would like to
spot?
I just had Nail.
Okay.
So I'm excited to hear her song. She has such a very unique range, and she's also from the UK.
Okay.
The UK been doing it big.
All right, guys.
On the R&B Live Podcast. Okay, so ready for this music break?
We are ready.
Okay, that's it for the music R&B news. And we're going to take a quick music break. This is Avere. We got Sade and Tasha, the R&B Live Podcast, and DJ Good Vibes is here with us. So we'll be right back after this music break.
Keep it locked.
Welcome back, guys, to the R&B Live Podcast. That was our final music break with Trust Nobody by Amalu. That was Tasha's pick. It is finally that time, guys. What you got for us, Jay Boogie?
I'm a kid for you.
It's the top 5 silky shits.
Let's get into it.
I see nobody but you. And I'm gonna beat it like a drum. Beat it like a drum.
Let's go, let's go.
It is time, guys, for our top five international R&B picks chosen by all of us. You guys can go online to rnb-live.com. Be sure you vote for your top five, I guess.
Yes.
And which ones you guys like the most.
That's right.
We'll see who's going to win it. We got to Shaw with our first pick. What you got, girl?
All right. I got a classic.
Oh.
It's called Collide from Tiana Major and Earth Gang. You Good guys pick. Know this from the Queen and Slim soundtrack.
Yep.
Okay. Here we go, guys.
Collide.
All right, great song, guys. That was Tasha's first pick, Collide. What an amazing choice, Tasha. I got your number two pick, guys. This is by my international artist, Jess Connolly. The song is called Better. Be sure you vote for that one, all right?
Number three, we got Definition of Love by Naomi Sharon. Let's get into it.
All right now. All right up there. I see you with your pick.
That was great.
So we got number four from our special guest that's here. Can you let us know, Kendall, what's your song?
Yes, so it's called Another Lifetime by Neo.
Oh my God, guys, Kendall, that was such a great pick. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That might win it. I'm not going to lie. We got our final pick by the one and only DJ Good Vibes. Who do you got, sir? Who do you got?
All right, I'm diving back into the 80s, late 80s.
Okay.
So it's 80s R&B. This is who I consider the original Bruno Mars.
Oh.
Because Bruno Mars is from Hawaii. Okay. This guy is from Hawaii, too.
Okay.
Let's see if you guys know this one. There we go.
Now, who was that again?
That was Glenn Medeiros.
Wow.
Traveled the world.
That was...
performed, like, all over the place. Like, I've even heard a Jamaican reggae remix of that song.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
Good choice.
Well, thank you for introducing us to that.
Yeah.
All right. Make sure you guys vote. rnb-live.com. Man, this was an amazing, amazing show.
Yes.
We definitely want to thank our special guest.
Thank you for having me.
And we can't forget Aver for co-hosting.
Thank you, Aver.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
Yeah, this has been great. We love you guys. Make sure you guys follow us again on all our social medias.
Yes.
R&B Live
and podcast. If you haven't, be sure to subscribe to the R&B Live podcast.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Till next time, it's your boy Aver.
Sade.
And Tasha.
Peace.
Bye.